Do it.
It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country USA with your Snow Show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
Well, we're not on the snow yet.
Well, you know, today it looked like there was a heavy dose of powdered sugar on all the peaks.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's
coming. It's that early season just to get us excited because we love snow.
Yes, we do. And we're hanging out at the Breckenridge Distillery in the barrel room.
Easy for you to say.
With C.J. Mueller.
Yes, the Breckenridge Distillery.
The
pro over here had a hard time getting
that. Yeah, yeah. You and I can say distillery all day long. But, Tom makes his living on the radio.
Right, yeah. Well, you got to realize that it's the end of my day and my mouth is running out of energy.
Well, you were in the you had your car worked on. It didn't go well.
Well, it went okay eventually. It just took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. Somebody standing by is Olivia from Copper Mountain, and we're going to get Olivia on the telephone because Copper Mountain has some big things coming up this season.
Oh,
you may
yeah.
have heard something about World Cup ski racing.
Yeah, I'm really into World Cup ski racing.
Yeah, yeah. We all are. C.J. Yeah. Mueller's into it as well.
Yeah. We were just talking about Frankie Kebble. We'll give a little shout out to Frank.
Yeah.
Olivia?
Hey, Frank.
You there?
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Hey, there she is.
Hi, Olivia. Leon Littlebird and C.J. Mueller here.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Colorado Snow Show.
It's excited to be here.
Yeah. It's a podcast that we're going to have regular updates, new episodes all through the season. And Leon's going to join me, and we'll get CJ back in as well.
You know, Olivia, I've been skiing at Copper Mountain since the year before it opened to the public.
That's a long time.
1970, they actually had cat tours.
And I remember, yeah.
And I was playing gigs in Vail back then because I was 21 years old. And this guy... liked my music, and then he asked me to ski with him, and then he said, I'm going to take you for a cat tour. And we skied a cat tour at Copper the year before it opened. How cool is that?
Nice.
That's really cool. I got to work a lot on our 50th, so I got to see the old photos from that first season before we formally opened. So
you remember that really tall, skinny, handsome guy?
That wasn't me.
Sure.
Yeah, that was not me. Yeah.
Well, Olivia, tell us about the things that are going on at Copper Mountain. Obviously, you guys are getting ready for World Cup ski racing. Let's start there.
Yeah, it's a crazy season we have coming up. So, as you mentioned, World Cup skiing's coming to Copper, and this is a really big deal for us. We've actually hosted World Cup racing in the past, but we've always been a replacement venue. So, because of low snow in other venues, so this is the first time we're named the official host of a World Cup race, and so we're really excited for that to be coming to Copper, given our history with race training and hosting the world's best athletes.
I've been at every one of those races.
Yeah.
Ingemar Stenmark was here. Who none of us missed it.
Yeah, none of us missed it.
Well, the Speed Center has been one of those signature items at Copper Mountain for several years now, and it's got that worldwide reputation as being the only downhill course this time of the season.
And when you're on the accelerator lift, sometimes you get to wave at Michaela while she's training.
Right.
Yes, you do. Exactly. It's really cool to be here. In early November, like you said, is when our Speed Center is open, and that's when, all of these athletes from around the world are here, not just the U.S. ski team, because we do have the only early season full-length downhill training venue. So a lot of those, the world's best, Marco Odermatt, Sofia Goja, all those are on our hill training at Copper before they head out on the circuit. And then, like you said, Michaela, we usually see her in the spring after her season winds down, just because of how the tech season shapes out. They're already racing this weekend's the first race, so we don't usually get to see her till the spring, but we're gonna have her here for the World Cup, which will be really cool.
And how cool is it that our local kid Michaela Schifrin is only maybe the best skier ever lived
ever.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, really cool. She's a really cool person.
Oh,
very
she
sweet.
Is. Yeah, she's so sweet. And you can talk to her all day.
Yes. So it'll be awesome to see her race here. She'll be doing GS and slalom, hopefully both events. And our slalom course is going to be, it's going to be a challenge. So it'll be really cool to see her, especially, you know, test her limits on that course.
Well, off the race course, you have a lot of other events planned. I know there's a lot of live music as part of the World Cup races.
Yeah, so part of World Cup weekend, on that Friday and Saturday night, we'll have free live music going on in Center Village. So race day will take place in East Village, and then kind of in the afternoon, evening is when things come to life in Center Village. So we'll have free concerts on Friday. It's going to be a headline by Dispatch, and then Saturday it'll be a headline by Young the Giant. And then we will do on Friday night a GS award show for the men's GS event, and then on Saturday night we'll do the bib draw for the women's slalom. So really a cool activation going on in Center Village. We'll be open for skiing and riding at that time as well, so like a full mountain operation going on as well. So it should be a lot of fun outside of the races.
I'm glad you're saying that's going to be fun, Olivia, because you're going to be really busy.
And just to be clear,
we're hoping.
what are the actual dates of the races?
Yeah, so
Friday,
everything
kicks
off. Yeah, so everything kicks off for the races on Thanksgiving Day, which is November 27th. So we'll have 2 days of men's races. We'll have men's Super G and then men's Giant Slalom, and then Saturday, Sunday, women's GS, and then women's slalom will close everything out on November 30th.
That's a pretty spectacular lineup there.
Yeah, how much is it
going
to cost?
It's going to be a lot.
I mean, you got live music, you've got ski racing. How much does it cost to watch all this?
Tom, it doesn't matter. It's Summit County.
Well, that's
true.
All of it's free.
Free.
How are you going to beat
free?
It's free.
Our favorite cost.
Yeah, you can spectate for free at the races. You can come to the concerts for free. We do have VIP passes on sale for the races, and then some grandstand tickets left over, not many, because those are a hot commodity right now. So, but yes, everything is free to attend. So we really do encourage our Summit County folks to come out and experience this with us, because it's going to be really special.
So, Olivia, if it sounds like we're in a great big tank right now, it's because we're at the Breckenridge Distillery, and they set us up in the barrel room. So right now, we are surrounded by hundreds and thousands of gallons of bourbon.
It's all beautiful barrels all around
beautiful.
Us.
It's beautiful, yeah. Fortunately, we're doing a video, because it's the best backdrop we've ever had.
Absolutely.
I hope you're having a drink or two.
Well, I am, at least.
Leon is indulging. Indeed.
Well, that's good.
And what are you having here at the Breckenridge Distillery?
Well, this is a special Manhattan that the bartender conjured up for me.
Oh, just for you.
Yes.
Well, that's how Leon rolls.
It is indeed.
Olivia, thank you so much for joining us. And just beyond World Cup and ski racing, what else is going on? I mean, Copper has things going for the holidays. Fill us in.
Yeah, well, if you can believe it, we actually host another World Cup 3 weeks after the Alpine World Cup. So we will have the Toyota US Grand Prix, which is an event we've had for almost 2 decades now. So World Cup half pipe competition coming to Copper. It's an Olympic qualifier. So we have 3 World Cups total this year in the lead up to an Olympics, which is insane. So
the Copper half pipe is famous.
The half pipe, absolutely.
It is. Yeah.
I think we're one of 3 half pipes in the U.S. and one of 4 in North America. So, really, one of the few opportunities athletes get to be in a half pipe in the U.S., which is incredible. So, really a fun event. Half pipe's my favorite, I think, to watch, because it's just so spectacular what they do, and
because it takes
how
your breath away
out.
And you go, oh my god, really, did he land that? Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of these things you can picture yourself doing, but half pipe is not one of those.
Yeah, I can't picture myself doing
I've definitely skied into that half pipe back in the day when I was doing training up there at Copper, and Yeah, it's a little scary when you're especially when you get upside down.
Especially when they say it's not icy enough, and they're like, it should be icier.
Right? Yeah, it's already bulletproof.
I like a spring half pipe. That's when I will go. Maybe
is a little more
maybe
forgiving.
Go check it out. Yeah.
Sun's a little warmer.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
So, big year for us. So I'm really excited for that.
And you guys are going to be very busy all season at Copper Mountain, the Athletes Mountain.
Olivia, we love Copper Mountain. And it actually, back in the day, way back when Tom and I were barely old enough to drink and we started the snow show, our very first, three seasons were all Copper Mountain.
Exclusively.
It was exclusively Copper Mountain. It was that's who believed in us and brought us out on the air. And then 8 more years of us after that.
We kept going.
Very
cool. They couldn't stop us. But Copper Mountain is the birthplace of the snow show. And now here we are.
Well, that's great.
After 11 years of recording on the radio, we took a 10-year break because we just needed to go skiing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we're back doing a podcast. And how cool for us to be able to recognize Copper Mountain as the birth of the snow show, and now also the birth of the Colorado snow show on podcast.
It's back.
Well, that's really exciting, and I really appreciate you guys having me on to help kick that off. So,
well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, definitely, and I'm sure we'll see you at Copper in the near future.
We will see you soon.
And now a snow show flashback to November of 2011 with Team Summit Colorado. This is the Crystal Snow Show, only on Colorado's Crystal 93.
On the chairlift here at Copper Mountain, and it's a Team Summit show on the Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Well, you know, Tom, we've been wanting to do this for a long time. We get Team Summit on here because we really support and love this program. Our local kids are rising stars that are coming up and taking the attention of the entire world.
There's a lot of local kids that have gone through Team Summit that have gone on to bigger and better things.
It started way back in the early 1970s, and it's progressed steadily from there. But you know who knows more about that than me is our buddy CJ.
Hey,
welcome to the show,
CJ.
Man.
Thanks, guys. I think I was about 2 back then.
Yeah, I know better, but that's okay. You can tell people that.
Team Summit, and it's, we've rebranded. We're Team Summit Colorado because
Team
we're all about
Summit Colorado,
the heart of the Rocky Mountains.
Another great thing that the Team Summit Colorado does is the academic athlete program. CJ, tell us more about that.
The early release high school program that it's been out there for a while, where you've got athletes that when they're going to school, they're also dedicated to their sport, in this case, skiing. And we said, you know what, the academic portion of their profile is as important as the sport itself. So for us, it's an academic athlete program, and we're working very hard with the Summit County School System to really get a great program where they get a good public education, a public school experience. So you get homecoming, you get prom, you get all the social side of a school that's so important, in addition to being dedicated to their sport. So again, their profile is about the academics and the sport, or the athleticism that they have. So it's the academic athlete program, and it's a very important component for us, particularly for our full-time athletes. And as athletes come to us from different parts of the country, of the state, it's just, we're really excited and working with the Summit County School System with us.
Yeah.
And so back in the 70s, a lot of the resorts that were in Summit County, Copper Mountain had a team, there was a team at Keystone, Breckenridge had a team, and those teams operated at those particular areas.
Well, and now we got to go back a little bit of history, because Keystone opened in 1970 and Copper opened in 71, I think. So they were pretty close together.
They were, because actually Keystone opened a couple of years before Copper, but through the 70s, as Copper Mountain was open and Keystone was open, ski racing was a big part of the whole mix, and that was before snowboarding really got going, and free skiing was freestyle.
So yeah,
Team
right,
Summit,
right.
And the teams that were out then, they were primarily alpine ski racing oriented. Copper Mountain did have the Copper Mountain Freestyle Society, but again, primarily it was all about alpine ski racing. But as we got into the 80s, you still had a team at Copper Mountain and Breckenridge, and at Keystone you started to have what was called at the time the Summit County Ski Team, or Summit County Winter Sports Club.
Right.
And as we moved into the 90s, they were kind of tugging at each other, and there seemed to be more of a mood, particularly at that time you had Ski the Summit,
right,
to really form an umbrella and have something that the teams could be in one particular concept. And so as we got to the late 90s, the resorts came and asked Copper Mountain and Breckenridge at that time to mesh together, you know, to combine the two clubs. And that was really the genesis for Team Summit. So at that point, they took Keystone, Breckenridge, Copper, and A-Basin and formed what we now have as Team Summit Colorado, the official winter sports club of Summit County, representing four of the best resorts in all of North America.
That's right, man. You know, the official winter sports club of Summit County, that's Team Summit Colorado.
That's Team Summit Colorado.
Well, you know what? It's called skiing, not standing, and we just got off the lift, so I think we should go ski a run and then talk more about Team Summit and all the exciting stuff that's going on.
All right, let's go chase CJ a little bit.
All right, CJ, show us a couple turns.
Everyone
one to the left.
Leon Littlebird and Tom Fricke. They'll be back with more Snow Show fun on Crystal 93.